This is the spilling water meditation. We'll start by attending to our breath to help us practice being present to this moment, the one that is just right as it is. Start by noticing how you are sitting, your feet, how they are making contact with the floor, how your weight is on the chair, letting yourself feel the sensation of that contact. How your hands are resting in front of you, on your lap, or touching something. Now spend a moment feeling your breath. There's no right place. Wherever you are sensing it, the nostrils, the throat, the chest, the stomach, just finding the actual sensations of breathing. Then noticing it's not just a breath in and out, but even a pause in between, where your breath turns around on its own. There's no need to change your breath. You're breathing just fine. We'll do this for a few breaths. You may notice as you pay attention to breaths that you find places of tension in your body, in your face, neck, shoulders, in your chest, stomach, seat, in your thighs, knees, feet. Keep breathing, seeing if you can breathe into and through those places of tension, softening the tension with your breath. When you're ready, you're going to step down to an even quieter place within yourself. Picture yourself standing easily with a pitcher of cool, clear water in your hand. You've come to the top of the stairway with the intention to go down. It's familiar, comfortable, even if you can't quite see where the staircase leads. As your foot touches the first step and you hold the water steadily, a wave of peace and comfort passes through your whole body. You reach the second step, feeling calm and relaxed. You step down a third time, moving deeper into relaxation. Now you take a fourth step down, feeling even more relaxed. And now you take a fifth and final step, feeling completely safe and comfortable. You enter a gently lit and lovely room with a table, with a chair. You walk slowly and carefully toward it, pitcher in hand, knowing this place is for you and only you. As you come closer to the table, you notice a clear glass. You step even closer and begin to gently pour water from your pitcher into the glass. You listen and watch the water moving from the pitcher to the glass, filling it slowly. that is now full, and you set down your pitcher. When you reach out to take the glass, you bump it. You see the glass start to wobble, the water starting to slosh. In this precise moment, everything slows. You breathe in whatever you are experiencing, surprise, frustration, fear, the warm rush of adrenaline, maybe the fire quick impulse to reach for the glass. Notice whatever it is you are feeling and just breathe into it. This glass, this table, this chair is for you. No one else is watching or judging. While the glass continues to wobble, see if you can ease your way into the chair, still watching the glass move, the water slosh, still noticing whatever it is you are feeling. Is it hard to resist reaching for the glass? Is something like worry or impatience moving through you? See if you can breathe into those sensations and just let the glass wobble. There's nothing wrong with the glass wobbling. It's just moving. And you are just watching. In a moment, we are going to let the glass tip and the water spill. Just keep breathing, knowing in this safe place, the glass will not break and the water will do no damage. See if you can find in yourself something deeper than worry and fear. Maybe you can touch that place of wonder and curiosity. Prepare your senses to watch and listen and absorb what is about to happen. When you are ready, and however you would like to, let the glass tip. Let the water spill out onto the table. There's no need to stop it or fix it. Let go of your impulse to intervene. Instead, allow your curious self to pay attention. Was the tipping fast or slow? Did the glass bounce or roll a little? How is the water moving from the glass? Is a great wave or a small trickle? What do you hear? Whatever you feel as you notice these things, keep breathing gently into those emotions. Keep watching with openness and calm. What is the glass doing now? Has it come to rest or is it still shifting? Stay with it until it stops safely on the table. Now the water. Is it pooling on the table or making its way to the edge? Spreading out evenly or in one direction? Maybe it's dripping now onto the floor. The glass is empty. The table is wet. The floor is wet. And you sit and watch with no responsibility to change things. You feel and you breathe. This moment is fine. The spilled water is fine. You are doing exactly what you need to do right now. You are feeling. You are breathing. Still resting comfortably in your chair, let yourself follow the water now. Stay with it as it spreads as far as it will spread. It comes to rest and then waits. Waits. Eventually, this spilled water will begin to evaporate. You wait patiently as the pooled water slowly lifts into the air. These molecules are carried by some wind, fierce or tender, into some cloud, light or heavy. They become some rain, soft or pounding. Whatever these waters are, they are authentically themselves. You breathe in and breathe out as you listen to the rain. The rain touches earth and flows, perhaps into some river, some waterfall, some large pool in which it can rest. There it is, cold and clear, just fine, while you keep breathing in and out. Watch now as others dip their pitchers into these waters. Stay with them as they carry their waters toward their own staircases. See them fill their glasses on tables, next to chairs, in gently lit and lovely rooms. Listen as they pour this perfectly beautiful water you share. Now is their time to sit and watch and breathe. But it is your time to come back to your chair, feeling secure and connected, letting any water near you be part of the waters everywhere. When you are ready, and maybe with a feeling of gratitude for this moment, reach out with intention and set your glass upright. Notice yourself breathing in and out. Notice the glass is ready to be filled again. Look around you and remember this as a place to which you can always return. This is a place where you always belong. Begin now to rise mindfully, taking just a moment to feel yourself grounded and grateful. Move with careful attention away from the table and chair, back toward the steps that brought you here. Take the bottom step, feeling completely safe and comfortable. The fourth step, feeling relaxed. Step up a third time, moving up from your deep place. Now the second step from the top, still carrying the sense of calm. And up to the top, where a peace remains with you. Still breathing in and out, begin to bring your awareness back to this room, noticing how your body feels, perhaps the same, perhaps different than before. Wiggle your toes and fingers. Notice how your body makes contact with the floor and your seat, slowly opening your eyes to let the light in. When you are ready, stretch however you like to return fully to the space together. This ends the spilling water meditation.